Don de Brass Sacks.
Good
Welcome
morning.
To the program. Yes, morning.
Lord have mercy. Hello?
Yes, I didn't hear you. What did you say?
Good morning, David.
Yes, good morning.
I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you.
Well, thank you. My beef this morning is with sanitation. I live in St. Philip, and we haven't gotten a collection for the whole week. I was told by one of the workers that our collection day changed from Monday to Wednesday. Last week, they came Thursday. And this whole week now, we haven't gotten a collection. This morning, I called sanitation to find out the problem. The young lady was on the phone, and she told me I have to speak. Talking to the young lady, and she's asking, what to tell the lady, what to tell her? And the lady come back on the phone, and I said, well, could you tell me if we're going to get a collection today? She said, Mom, I can't tell you that. Then I said, why was our regular people taken off, the Monday people? She said, I can't tell you that. But then she told me that they're running behind schedule. I said, this is not good enough. And we are paying $38 when the month comes for garbage collection. And if that person in charge, why couldn't he come on the phone and speak? What is he being paid for? And he's in charge. This is foolishness. And they're talking about COVID and got garbage out here. And I would like it be collected. And nobody could tell you when we can get a truck.
Well, I wait to see if this is a bigger problem, because I thought we put those problems behind us after we imported the garbage trucks and stuff. Remember, back then, you had to wait for collections much longer than a week.
Oh, yes. Over a month.
Right. But I wait to see if this, you know, because this may be just a rarity. And they may very well be able to rectify that for you in a matter of days.
I would hope so.
We'll wait and see what happens, okay?
Okay, I got another one. This is talking about the lawyers. I don't like talking because people just feel that you ought to get them. But this is no 8 years that I've been injured. I went to vote and I've been injured. And I cannot seem to get no compensation. And the thing is, the lawyer that I got to keep calling to find out what is going on. To me, they close my file because I can't, nobody don't call me to tell me what is going on. And I feel left out. I mean, my husband died 6 years since then. And I'm here with the injury. And the young lady told me the last time is that then waiting for the insurance, but she can't give me no more information. I mean, I still with the injury. Nobody don't know. I fractured my hip. And this thing just give me wherever I took up money, $2,500 to pay to get my report done. I went through all of that. And up to now, I can't see a cent, no compensation, nothing for my injury.
And no proper communication from your attorney?
None. As the bodyguard do the calling. And it's 2021, and it's 8 years. 8 years that I've been injured. And I said to the lady the last time, you all seem to forget about me, and my case is closed. She said me no. I said, but what happened that you all can't call me to tell me something? She said, what I call you to tell you? Nothing. When we ain't got nothing to say. But they ain't telling me anything.
Okay.
And as a pensioner, and I hear as a single lady called my husband passed away. So I just want to know what is going on with my case.
Hard to tell you. It's difficult to tell you, but, you know, yours can be added to a long list of such complaints in the country.
Huh. I mean, I got to die before I would die a death. But if somebody could just inform me and tell me what is going on, I would know. I out here, and I still got to live. I still have to live. I really pain every day. I will depend because then they had to go in my spine, inject me from my spine. So I was dead from my waist down in order to give me the operation. And this thing that when you say winning, I was being bare trouble.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear of your situation. Perhaps the people that you're dealing with need to get some better, more graphic picture of what you go through to help prompt them into action. They may very well end up telling you that, you know, it's a legal system or some other systemic problem that is responsible for this long delay. But thank you for taking the time out to call us this morning. This person writes that they're concerned about how the Attorney General comes across at times. For them, the issue is how he comes across in his response to any issue which falls within his ambit. The writer says there is an air of arrogance, a kind of condescending way in which he responds to journalists' questions. They say, I hope the goodly gentleman is aware of this. Often it is not as important what you say as how you come across saying it. That's feedback from one of the people who's been listening to the responses from the Attorney General from time to time. Down to brass tacks.
Good morning, David.
Yes, morning.
David, first let me say this to you. Now, for the longest while, you know, I wasn't responding to you because I'm speaking mainly, sorry, about passing your brothers and then your retirement. And I spoke to you, I think, on two different occasions after that. And I guess you realized that I didn't offer you condolence or even anything concerning your
retirement. I didn't realize.
Yeah, the Monday or somebody there.
But I didn't realize it, so you don't have to apologize.
Right, exactly. That's what you're trying to tell you. No, you know why they don't do it, David?
No, I'm not interested.
I know you don't like being overwhelmed with these kind of things, so that's why I refrain myself from saying I didn't do. But you know, it's not concerned about you, you know?
Fine. Mm. Yes, sir.
Now, let me go to my point. Now, I listened clearly to Marsha yesterday. But you already spoke on this matter, so it won't be too long.
Mm-hmm.
And David, I honestly believe that after I saw and heard about what happened to that child, I believe that all those who are responsible for that sort of treatment to that kid should be held responsible and they should feel the full weight of the law.
No, I think that you need to look at it differently, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I think that this is much bigger than any one child. I think that we as a country have failed this child and so many others in this system.
Correct. Correct.
Look, this country has, for instance, you see people who, we who function as media practitioners have to take our fair share of the responsibility. The lawyers in this country, they got so many of them. You could tell me that no faction of them could actually take up the cause of these people. They must know. Some of them have to know what those young people go through. But sure. Nobody, this whole country, the people who have been in government and people who sometimes want to keep the lid on this information so that they don't have to work too hard at trying to resolve the problem. They look after their own interests, whether it's political interests or it is their interests as civil servants and that sort of thing. So look, when you look at this, we have all failed these young people. And it is sad. I don't believe somebody said to me, they don't expect that Marsha Hines-Lane is going to stop talking about it. It is not about her alone. We have reached the stage with this particular issue where more people in Barbados, and they don't have to be females alone. Men need to come to terms with this as well. I mean, what is happening with the men, the boys at Dodds? Well, we don't know. This is broader than any one. This is broader than any one case. This is a national issue, which needs to be tackled.
And David, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, that's my view on it.
But you know, this is a matter that was going on for years. This is saying this happened yesterday.
Precisely.
This for long. Precisely. This was going on. But nevertheless, I said all of that to you to say this.
Okay, hold on a minute. It is clear from what she says, she has said, that there may well be differences in approach. There may well be differences in approach. But even if that were the case, come back to what is the main issue here. The main issue is we have a system that allows Barbadian children to be treated like this. And it is not good enough. We need to stop it. Whether there's a difference of opinion between the members on the board, a problem with the minister, or any other problem in the system, we need to focus on this. This is an embarrassment to us as a country that gloats to the rest of the world that we have at times been punching above our weight. In that regard, we have not been punching above any weight. That's our reality.
But then David, you know, there's also another problem that was highlighted by Marsha Hines-Lane again on the same program with Glenn Murray. She also said that on the child care board now, that they do not invite her to meetings as well.
Well, I'm not here fighting no personal case for anybody. I'm not interested. If I have to fight a case for somebody, it's got to be a child or the children who are at the center of this. I'm not into the other stuff, all right? But we can find ourselves distracted by too many other things and go after people and that sort of thing, because, I mean, that helps to take your attention away from the main issue. I don't want it to be diverted in that way. I think let us recognize that we have a problem. A major one, because if we can't treat our children better than this, and this state that has got the gall to pick up, you know, itself and go bring charges against journalists and anybody else online who shows a picture of a youngster. You imagine that? The state that does that, but it's doing worse to the children in its care. It has no shame. And it does not matter whether it's a BLP government or a DLP government. They have both been complicit in this kind of behavior with the children of our nation. So I always tell you all about the way that people around here get involved in a lot of symbolic gestures. They care about black people and they're fighting for our cause. What cause? You gotta fight for the people like that to prove who you really are, in my judgment. Not the smoke screens, not the grandstanding. That's meaningless to me. You impress some people out there. But for people, other people in this country, we know who you really are by who you look after, who you defend. Agreed?
Yeah, but let me highlight what I consider to be almost a similar matter now. The BADC and the BADMC, the firing of the CEO of that organization, David. Now, apparently, as CEO, I could only go from what I read in the Daily newspaper. He was dismissed. No, he was sent on suspension, and then a couple of days after, he was dismissed. And he claimed his dismissal was simply because he did not sanction a $7,000 payment to a female worker. Now, Now, my problem here with these type of people, David, is this. As CEO of the corporation, how he can come and tell me now, after his dismissal, that he has so much emails and WhatsApp messages that he's going to disclose and to use his words that would blow our heads. But he would not speak at the present moment because of the matter that would be ongoing in court as far as on his behalf. So as soon as this case finished, so he said, he would disclose all this information. Now my problem is this. How, as a CEO, could he be sitting John Taspira's money and know all these things happening under his watch and didn't do anything at all about it?
But you can't conclude that he did nothing about it. It's the same issue. Just hold on. It's the same situation that Marsha Hines Lane has been in, where people, I think it was on Monday or so, and I questioned what was now doing about a situation like this. And then she comes and says, look, this matter has been on my agenda for so long. I've been raising it time and time again. But you know what? When you sit in a privileged position, you're the CEO of an organization, you fight those wars behind the scenes. You don't come in the public domain and tell people what's going on. So you cannot say that this man did nothing. He didn't come in public. And mind you, up to now, he has not revealed all that he says he has in his possession, because according to him, he's going to court. So we are left in a position where we don't have full details from him. We don't have a counter from anybody else. In the meantime, BADMC looks bad. Trust me, BADMC looks bad. Because when you add this latest situation to what was said before, and at the center of all of this, they are calling, they're referencing the minister. He's under pressure. His image is under attack. He has to determine how and when he's going to defend himself. But it does not look good to have this kind of situation emerging a second time in that particular ministry. Having said that, though, we don't know the details one way or the other. So we have to say, look, let me sit down here and wait. Let me look and see what's going to happen here. Down to brass tacks.
Good morning.
How are you? Yes, morning. I'm okay. And you?
Okay, fine. Fine. The last set of words that you used there sum up everything that you should apply to all the comments that you had made this morning. In the absence of information, you should not just shoot your mouth off. You should get all information before you speak. I'm saying, but this whole thing that drew me out to this program, when you mentioned, because it's ongoing now with Mark, the young child at the GIS. I called on, you said there Marsha was on the program, but I wasn't, a bit too late, she had left the program. Questions I asked her, I think she might be listening as well. One of the main questions I'm going to ask her, do you have the information? Do you have the facts? You have to have relevant information to make comments. Now, what I like to say, if you was a person I'm a trained counselor. I have to say this on the air. I'm a trained counselor, okay? I used to work in there. I had the opportunity to work in a rehabilitation center. And let me say this to you, right? There's certain issues that people carry with it, like you hear people mention you got bias. We open old wounds. Childhood issues could turn into